Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just heard that great call by Justin Shackle on Aaron Judge's home run last night where he's like, won't stop, can't stop. Why would he? And I think it was awesome. But to be fair.
By the way, you think that is Justin Shackle's jam that Lugie just played coming out?
Oh, definitely.
You think he listens to that?
Yes.
Gets down to that?
100%.
Riding in the Porsche? I don't know if he has a Porsche, but whatever.
Blast some Chingy, some Young Gunners. Probably.
Exactly. Either way,
it probably is, actually.
It somehow motivated him to do that call last night. Play that one more time, and then we'll actually give Justin some competition. Because there are other calls of Judge's home run last night. We could rate which one's better. But if you're just tuning in and you don't want to rewind on the Odyssey app, which is always an option, you could hear Tiki and I fight twice already today at the top of the show about the Knicks' plan or lack thereof and around Justin Shackle's home run call. Here was Shackle's home run call last night.
2-0. Swing and a deep blast way out into left field. Judge can't stop, won't stop. Why would he? Two-run jack in the first. 2-0 Yankees.
So let's give him some competition. This game last night was also on TBS, so national broadcast. Here's the national broadcast call of Aaron Judge's monstrous home run.
Cameron. Judge hits it high and deep and forget about it. Aaron Judge pounding the gavel for a two-run blast to the top of the first.
Nah, pounding the gavel.
I can see why you'd say that.
Shaq's better.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Thank you.
Pounding the gavel. Yeah, nah.
Pounding the gavel? Yuck.
That's what we're offering national TV?
I mean, come on. Shaq destroys him. Now let's see Dave Sims, our very own WFAN Dave Sims on the radio with Susan Waubman. Let's see how his call sounds.
Well, let's build that up just a little bit longer.
All right.
I thought Sean had it.
Dave Sims has had a wonderful career. He did middays here at WFAN. He worked on TV. He went to Seattle. He broadcasted the Mariners for a million years. And now he's come home to broadcast the New York Yankees. Ladies and gentlemen, hey now.
Here's Nick, the next offering by Cameron. Infield straight up, outfield straight away and deep. Pitch swung on high, fly ball, deep left field. Forget about it. My goodness, did he hit that. Oh, almost up the Hall of Fame. My goodness. Home run Aaron Judge, 2-0 Yankees here in the first.
It is the best because it's organic. It's not like pre-planned or anything. He's like, oh, man, wow, holy, oh, wow, it hit the top of the Hall of Fame sign.
That second surprise makes it the best, and Susan underneath is the best.
Yeah, that was very good.
Only because it was like a fan watching it, as
yes,
opposed to I have this prescribed call that I'm going to go into my routine and let it go. Let me hear that again, Dave Sims, because that was like Dave Sims. I love his slow build-up.
Yes.
To the actual pitch and then obviously the shot.
Here's Nick, the next offering by Cameron. Infield straight up, outfield straight away and deep. Pitch swung on high, fly ball, deep left field. Forget about it. My goodness, did he hit that. Oh, almost up the Hall of Fame. My goodness. Home run Aaron Judge, 2-0 Yankees here in the first. Oh, almost up the Hall of Fame.
You know, I like to forget about it, too. I'll forget about it.
Oh! You know what it reminds me of? Are you ticklish by chance?
I used to be.
You're not ticklish?
I'm no longer ticklish, and I don't know why. My daughter was trying to tickle me the other day, Tegan, and she was like, are you ticklish? I'm like, I don't think so. You can try. She tried. I was like, I guess I'm not ticklish anymore.
This wouldn't work on you. Sean, are you ticklish by chance?
Used to be. Every time I get tickled, now I fart.
Unbelievable. Jeez. I'm ticklish, so it would work on me. But okay. If I just started talking about something and then you tickled me, that's how the Dave Sims call sounded.
Right.
Like, he's normal, like, and then he's like, oh! Like, yeah, that was a home run! No, that was a great call. It was because it was natural, like you said. And even Susan in the background, mm-hmm. going like, ooh!
Well, that's what we mean, though. That, like, the epicness of that home run requires, like, something extraordinary. You know what I mean? Not just the run-of-the-mill call for a home run.
All right, so the best of the three was?
Dave Sims.
Sean, best of the three was?
Dave Sims.
Tommy, best of the three was?
Dave Sims.
Look, I love Dave's call. I'm still going to give the edge to Justin Shackle, but that was a great call by Dave and Susan. And you can hear Yankee baseball right here on The Fan every day. Next 5 minutes, we'll get to the latest on Kevin Durant, but let's get back to some of your phone calls around the Knicks, and they don't have a plan or they do have a plan. I'm team they have a plan. I think everybody's overreacting, including Eric in Rivervale, New Jersey, who's overreacting as much as anybody. How are you, Eric?
Oh, well, Evan. How are you?
I'm all right.
I thought we were supposed to do the how are yous.
I forgot. He threw
you off. Not your fault, Eric.
not a problem. Not a problem at all, man. I got to tell you this, Evan. The irony is not lost on me that as the leader of the coalition, you're here defending whatever is this Knicks plan. And I will say this. Marash, it kind of encapsulated it well for me as a Knicks fan, is that it's not that I don't think they have a plan. It's just that I think their plan sucks. And the truth is, if their PR team is part of their plan, then that's the problem, right? I mean, the fact that we're on a day like today, we're talking about it, where Tibbs takes an ad out in the New York Times to thank the fans, thank the organization, and so on, class all the way through and through. And now we're trying to figure out and put the pieces together and speculate as to what Leon Rose's plan is. And as a Knicks fan, what concerns me is that you've got the owner in Dolan somewhere in the mix here. I have no idea to what extent, but it definitely reeks that he's involved. So, of course, that concerns all of us Knicks fans because we know exactly what that does to this organization. So my concern is that the plan isn't a good one. And if it's regardless of who it is, if it's Johnny Bryant, if it's Jason Kidd, then what is the expectation that if that particular choice doesn't, or that plan doesn't work when they don't win 11 games or they don't win a title, then what? Does Johnny Bryant get fired? Well, Jason Kidd get fired?
Did you want Tom Thibodeau to return this upcoming season? Did you want Tom? Okay. I think that's the inherent issue. You wanted Tibbs back. So right now.
And I think a lot of Knicks fans did.
I agree. And so I think those in the I wanted Tibbs back camp is looking at this saying, Tibbs is better than all of them. And the problem with that logic is Tibbs' resume is better than all of them, but the Knicks, led by Leon Rose, have determined he ain't the right guy for this team anymore.
Yeah.
It's over for him. So until you hear the name, specifically who it is, you're sitting there saying, this plan sucks. I don't like this plan. And by the way, if it is Johnny Bryant, we all have never seen him coach before.
We have no
idea. You're going to have to give him a fair shake. As far as, is he going to lose his job after 1 year if they go backwards? I'd ask you this, and I know it's not a perfect comparison, but the New York Yankees in 2017 went to the seventh game of the American League Championship Series under Joe Girardi. They did not bring him back. Mm-hmm. They hired Aaron Boone. They never eclipsed where Joe Girardi took them until last year.
Right, took the time.
And they didn't fire Aaron Boone. So sometimes, even though, yes, it's about results, it's also realizing he's not the guy anymore.
Yeah, I think it's just not that's an apple to orange comparison, because Aaron Boone, there was never anything glaring that we all knew, that we saw through, you know, sprinkled throughout the regular season, that we would say, well, this is going to come to bite you. Aaron Boone, this decision is going to come to bite you. It's going to bite you in the postseason. Just watch. And that's what it was with Tibbs. So it's a little bit of a different calculation when you talk about Aaron Boone's situation as opposed to Tibbs' situation. But man, I get the comparison. But the reality is, it feels as if the Knicks are made a decision, but didn't know the exact direction they were going into. And because it feels like this timeline is short, and as Eric correctly,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pointed out, we have no idea. Like, we don't hear from Leon Rose. We don't hear from Dolan. We don't hear anything. And so it's kind of just like, all right, just sit and wait, you know, trust us. And I don't think the Knicks fans have a well of trust waiting for this organization right now.
I would compare Leon Rose. It's not a perfect comparison, but I want to get to the last thing you said about trust and not hearing from the Knicks, and so you don't trust them. I think Leon Rose has earned your trust the way David Stearns has earned your trust. Mm. And so when the New York Mets call up a pitcher named Justin Garza, and then he comes in and gets two big strikeouts, you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's why I trust David Stearns. Leon Rose has done nothing in the 5 years he's been here to make you not believe that you should trust him. I'm not saying he's been perfect.
But neither has Steve Cohen.
What was that?
Neither has Steve Cohen.
Yeah, but I'm talking now about Leon Rose again.
I know. But
I was talking about David Stearns, not Steve Cohen.
But Leon Rose has a boss, and David Stearns has a boss.
Do you think that James Dolan fired Tom Thibodeau?
I don't know.
I don't think he did.
I think he tried to for years.
I agree. And guess what?
And then Leon Rose finally agreed.
But James Dolan has said, and this is part of why I believe he wasn't involved, he has said publicly, whether it was with Craig and I or even on the Roommates podcast, mm-hmm. I'll give my opinion, but Leon and Tibbs make the decisions. So yes, do I believe that James Dolan's given his opinion on Tom Thibodeau over the last few years and it hasn't been positive? Absolutely. But clearly, he's let Leon make his own decision. Leon finally made the decision last week that Dolan agreed with.
Right.
That doesn't mean Dolan's pulling all the shots. I got no reason to believe that. Leon Rose has done not everything right, because that's almost saying every move he's made has been mm-hmm. perfect. Obviously, that's not true. But overlooking the organization, he's mostly been really good. So I've got no reason to think that he's firing Tom Thibodeau and has no idea what to do next. He's done a damn good job as the executive of this team.
Yeah.
And just because three teams said no to the first three guys the Knicks have been linked to doesn't mean they're clueless. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that the long shots, and they were always long shots because they were under contract, said no.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to JR in Somerville. What's up, JR?
Hey, I'm calling to defend you, Evan, and James Dolan, and I don't have a heat stroke, so I'm actually doing this on my own volition. But I mean, you just said it. You just said it regarding Dolan. I think Mikal Bridges is the dude who did the hatchet talk. He's the only dude who has an extension due, and he's the only person who says he's not going to be playing for Tom Thibodeau or he'll go to free agency. So that's something where I think that made the decision easy for Leon to do that. Now, the thing about everybody regurgitating the same old thing about James Dolan is that, you know, it's something where I think that they haven't been rooting for this team. You know, they just put, you know, they forgot about this team in the dark ages, and they come back, and these guys don't have the political capital to really be trusted. But I trust this front office, okay? So I think that all the guys at WFAN that you talk about, they're Johnny come latelys, okay? Except for Tommy. You know, Tommy, you know, he's true blue. Now,
I don't think, but you know what? No, I got to defend my coworkers here. I don't think that's the case. I think that they're fans and they're emotional. And I fall to this all the time, too. It's why sometimes it's good to not be a fan, mm-hmm. which is the perk of Tiki, right? Because you even said it at the top of the show, like, hey, look, I'm not attached to this emotionally. And as much as some may not believe me because I am the leader of the coalition, I'm detaching myself emotionally. I'm giving you an honest opinion that I don't think the Knicks are screwing up right now. So I don't think it's fair to say, because it's not true, especially about a lot of the guys at work here, that they're Johnny-come-latelys. I just think they're being really emotional, and mm-hmm. they're not liking. A friend of mine worded it this way, and I really respect his opinion, because he did not want Thibodeau fired, mm-hmm. so I want to walk you through his thought. Hated it.
Right.
But is not turning on the process. And his point is, Knicks fans don't have the patience for the process, and they just don't like the process. Even though he disagrees with firing Thibodeau, he's saying, they're not doing anything wrong here. And I'm in agreement with him, and I think that's what it comes down to. So it's not Johnny come latelys. It's not about not being real Knicks fans. I think that's not fair at all. I think it's just emotional and saying, hey, why haven't we got a coach? What are we doing? What's happening? And so you're almost scared of your own shadow. And I think it's normal. I think it's natural. I just think everybody's wrong.
Yeah, I don't know if
respectfully.
I don't know if it's scared of your own shadow, more that you're scared of a massive regression. So a falling back into irrelevancy. And it's been too many. It was too many years of that Tom Thibodeau, with Leon Rose's help, obviously, helped alleviate and help eliminate. And now, even if you're not winning titles, the last thing you want to do is have an incompetent coach who doesn't fit, who doesn't know how to utilize these teams, that you end up stripping this thing down in 2 years and starting all over again, and then you're right back to where you were for two decades. I think that's what the Knicks fan is scared of. It's not necessarily we don't trust Leon Rose. It's just, man, we had a good thing going. And if you're going to fire him after crashing out in the Eastern Conference Finals, you got to give me something like to make me still believe.
Deep breath. It's not there yet. They haven't hired anybody yet. You've got no reason not to believe.
I know, but people are just anxious.
That's my point. I think the anxiousness is getting the best of people. Now, we have conflicting reports around Kevin Durant, okay? Shams Charania, who just got ripped on social media by Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis decides, is it really Giannis's Twitter account, Sean?
Oh, it's really Giannis's Twitter account.
Can you read Giannis's tweet about Shams?
Let me pull it back up one moment.
It's only a few words. It's very quick and to the point.
I know, but I want to make sure I get this right.
I have the tweet. Does anyone else miss Woj? !
Wow. 1,200 retweets already.
Wow.
Now, Shams hasn't said a lot about Giannis
recently.
But what
did he say?
Well, a while ago he said that this is the first time Giannis is open to moving, but that was like 2 months ago.
I know, so what's he referring to?
Maybe that. Maybe the reports of him wanting to leave the Milwaukee Bucks. Or maybe the fact that Shams' report on Kevin Durant is being proven to be inaccurate. Maybe he's actually commenting on something that doesn't involve him.
Yeah, not related to him.
So here's what
I don't think there's anything recent about Giannis.
The only thing recent was Brian Windhorst said there are no active trade discussions about Giannis. He has not requested a trade,
right.
Nor have there been discussions. Shams, about a month and a half ago, said, hey, this is the first time that
so
Giannis is open to possibly leaving Milwaukee.
So why do you think he's taking a shot at Shams then?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he just doesn't like him.
Just a feeling?
Yeah.
But he's not. Did he tag Shams?
No, he just said, he didn't even mention Shams. He just mentioned Woj.
It's because Woj and Shams are in theory, even though Woj kind of brought him up, like the NBA rivals. Now that Woj bowed out, it's like Shams' torch that he's taken. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
putting over Woj is like a shot at Shams, even though it may not be, to be fair. But here's what Shams reported 2 hours ago, and I'll give you the contradictory information, and of course we can discuss. Shams reported that the Suns and Kevin Durant's business partner Rich Kleinman are sorting through trade options with interested teams mainly featuring Houston, San Antonio, Minnesota, Miami, and the Knicks. Stefan Bondi, who is a local reporter who does a good job, came out and said the New York Knicks are not interested in Kevin Durant. Hmm. So I'm actually going to side with Stephon Bondi as a local reporter.
Right.
I think Shams probably... Here's a problem with Shams and even Woj back in the day. They do the bidding of others. So there may be a reason to keep the Knicks involved, yeah, even if they're not involved.
And it's not specifically Knicks. It's just kind of lumped in with three others or four others.
Correct. So I think that it benefits Kleinman and the Suns to have the Knicks involved, even if they're not. Mm. So, look, we could all decide who we're agreeing with. None of us actually know.
Yeah.
I kind of believe Stephon Bondi's report that, yeah, they're not that interested.
How can we know one way or another without a freaking coach and system who even would be telling... Like, if you hired a coach who's like, listen, get me Kevin Durant... They're not interested?
Because that's not the process. The process is we're going to build a roster, we're going to hire a coach. And I know that may not sound great to people, but I think that's the process.
Hence our plan of their plan sucking.
Yeah. Well, I disagree with you.
It's kind of odd that hire like your people, your players, without knowing who the coach is going to be, right?
I think if you have a personality like Tom Thibodeau, would be a mistake. Mm. But I think it really depends on who your coach is. Like if Johnny Bryant's the head coach, no. You're going to put the best talent, the best roster together. But I just quickly want to walk you through the Durant thing.
What if it's Mike Malone?
Would you want his influence on if you're acquiring Durant or not?
He definitely would.
I think you'd want his opinion on how he's going to be using him, sure. I understand that. But they're not interested in him. So I guess that just means they're keeping the roster that they have. If they were going to trade for Durant, there are two trades that could happen, realistically. And you tell me if you'd make any of these trades. Number one, and I talked about this last week, I even said, look, if you're done with Kat, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Kat for KD. Straight up. Yeah. Now, if you have to include a pick swap or a second-round pick.
Right, or taking bad contract, whatever it may be.
I don't even know if you can take a bad contract because those contracts just match up.
Yeah.
It's actually a perfect match. I get why you would do it because Durant is 37. He only has 1 year left on his deal. I think he's still better than Karl Anthony Towns, even defensively. And so I rid myself of the rest of Kat's contract as he gets older. That's not true if Durant's demanding an extension. Mm. And one of the points of leverage that Shams claims Durant has is he's going to tell these teams, I want a two-year contract extension. Well, if I'm the New York Knicks, I ain't giving him that.
No.
I'm not interested in that. I would be interested, though, in a Kat for Durant swap. Would you?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, especially if whoever the new coach is going to utilize him the right way. So maybe if you have a plan and you have a coach that wants Kevin Durant, then fine, that makes perfect sense. But I don't know how you can even think about making that determination if you don't even know who your coach is.
Well, because you build the roster first, and then you hire the coach that you think will best maximize the roster that you have. The other trade that would work, I'm going to tell you before I even say it, I would not do, okay? And this is money reasons. This is why I'm laying it out there. Would be Mikal Bridges and Josh Hart. Some kind of combination of those two guys. I'm not up for
that money
like
that. Will that money work?
It would add up to work. You got to get to that $52 million. And if you look at Bridges, who I think Phoenix would be intrigued to bring back and then extend, and Josh Hart, who's a glue player, like that to me takes too much of the guts away of the New York Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would not make that trade. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, because you're missing wings. You're missing hustle guys.
And your depth. You didn't have a lot of depth to begin with.
But you're missing those particular pieces and now how you're replacing them.
And then you're also asking on the other end to try to make KD and Kat and possibly Mitchell Robinson all work together.
Yeah.
I don't know how that fits.
That's big and maybe slow.
Yeah, I would want
to trade. Especially given what you lost to, meaning the Pacers, who play fast as hell, you're creating on the antithesis of that.
So from a fit standpoint, I would not make that trade.
Well, from the opponent we're necessarily going to have to beat in the next 2 to 3 years, it just doesn't make sense.
All right, we'll start with Kat for KD. Would you make that trade, Tommy?
I would not.
Would you trade Mikal and Josh?
I would not.
So not interested in Kevin Durant.
Not interested in Kevin Durant.
And is it more Kevin Durant or is it more what you're giving up?
Both. I mean, I still want to develop Karl Anthony Towns, and I feel like if you trade Bridges and Hart for KD, you now have three guys that can't play defense. KD is better than Kat and Brunson, but at this stage of his career, how much defense does he really want to play? So now you have three defensive liabilities on your team. Doesn't work.
All right, real quick, let's get it out of the way. What team will Kevin Durant be on July 1st? When's this off? When's he's traded? I don't know the
date. Can I go first?
Yes. What team, Tiki Barber, will Kevin Durant be on next season?
Are we keeping record?
Yes.
All right. Houston Rockets.
Houston. Sean Morash.
San Antonio Spurs.
That's a good one, too.
San Antonio Spurs. Tommy Lou Gowler.
I'm with Sean. Spurs.
I'm back and forth on the Spurs and the Rockets, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Tiki. I'm going to say the Houston Rockets. I think the Rockets have the edge because they own the assets of the Phoenix Suns. So it's very easy entice them to make that move.
Right.
So we're split. A little split decision here. So we'll check in
either
on that.
One of those are good landing spots.
Absolutely.
Wimbanyama, obviously, in San Antonio. But the Rockets, I mean, they were second in the West, right? And they have so much young talent.
Yeah.
Go put a stud veteran around him.
And they got a lot of assets, too.
And they got a
young talent. They got a lot of draft picks.
And let's also be real. First time in an hour and a half, Evan had to agree with you on something, T. So we had to go.
Is that why you think I did
fight
it?
All day? I mean, it's been an argument all day.
You think I got bullied into picking the Rockets?
I think you knew it was good for you for the next 2 hours.
I'll admit this. I've always been on the fence with this. Like, is it going to be Houston because of the assets, or is it going to be San Antonio? I'm very mixed about it. I think that you two being on one side and Tiki being on the other made it easier to break the tie.
I just said that to Sean off air. I was like, he doesn't want to be in the same boat as us.
Very well said. Your call's next at 888-808-1019. And I want to mention this real quick. We don't have to spend that much time on it, but I am so fascinated by it. You guys remember Hunter Dobbins, the pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, who said that he would never sign with the New York Yankees?
Yes, of course.
So the backstory to it, as he explained to the Boston Herald, is that a part of it is that his dad was drafted multiple times by the Yankees, finally signed the second time, and then promptly got traded to the Arizona Diamondbacks. And I guess that's a part of why he would never sign with the New York Yankees.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Joel Sherman and the New York Post decided to do some research. They did a lot of research. And Hunter Dobbins made the whole story up.
Get out of here.
His father was never drafted by the New York Yankees. He is nowhere in the database of the Arizona Diamondbacks. They reached out to members of the Arizona organization. They reached out to Brian Cashman. And they all said, we have no recollection or any data to back up.
What a loser. Seriously.
And so his father apparently did play baseball, but according to records, he only played independent ball, was never drafted by the Yankees. And this story apparently is a lie perpetrated by Hunter Dobbins, who apparently will address the media later today, where either he's going to mea culpa this and apologize, or he'll double down. But I don't know how many people care about it. I just wanted to let you know Hunter Dobbins, big fat liar. So, there you go. That's kind of interesting, right?
It's very interesting, because it was this elaborate story that, what was that game broadcast on?
ESPN.
No. They put so much effort into it to the point where they were asking Aaron Judge in the dugout before the game to give his opinion. He was like, I got nothing for you, dude.
He made the whole
I'm
story
just
going to
blast a home run 420 feet in right field on the first pitch that I see that knucklehead.
That's it.
and all of it, it's a lie?
And the best part is, Dobbins could have stuck with the same thing. I'll never sign with the Yankees. He didn't have to throw in a lie about his dad.
Yeah.
If it's proven that it's a lie. Obviously, I trust that Joel Sherman did a lot of dopey research to find out that his father was never drafted by the Yankees, so I'm going to trust his reporting. But all Dobbins had to say was, yeah, I hate the Yankees. I never want to sign there. You'd have to throw in that elaborate story. I want to play a game with you real quick, and then we will get back to your telephone calls. A lot of people very angry with me. A lot of people very angry with Tiki. 888-808-1019. On this radio station in the last 24 hours, one of our hosts suggested that the New York Knicks should simply rehire Tom Thibodeau.
You're joking.
Now, the guess is, we got a lot of great hosts around here. I'll give you names if you forgot. We have Keith McPherson, wonderful host. We have Chris Big Mac McMonagle, amazing host. We've got Jerry and Al. They do the morning program at 5 a.m., the warm-up show. Great hosts. Boomer and Gio, BT and Sal. I'm pretty sure you listen to our show, so you know it's none of us. I will exonerate Sean. I'll exonerate Tommy. Who is the host that suggested the Knicks should rehire Tom Thibodeau? Tiki Barber.
Al Dukes.
His guess is Al Dukes. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a listen to the audio on who wants to bring back Tom Thibodeau.
I'm going
to
say something. What if they bring Tibbs back? What if they say, I'm sorry?
You said that the other day. They're not doing that.
I think every day that goes by.
What if they say, I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, we made a mistake.
What planet are you living on?
The Knicks planet. I mean, the Knicks planet, anything's possible, man.
Oh, Gio.
Dude, I love this morning. And my favorite part is, Boomer's reaction was so amazing.
I know. What planet are you living on?
Listen. While I completely disagree with G, and I disagree with obviously every Knick fan at this radio station, I understand why, if you're exasperated by the process, you would go back to why not just bring him back.
Right.
In fact, I remember, and I didn't say it, it may have been Sal, and I don't want to throw Sal under the bus because he may not have said it, that when Craig Counsell turned down the Mets, that the same suggestion was made about Buck. What if we just go back and say, I'm sorry?
Carlos Mendoza?
In fact, maybe it was Sal. So it is a common thing. It's like when you break up with somebody or they break up with you, mm-hmm. there's that moment of, especially when you had success. Like, Tibbs had success here. So it's not as crazy as it sounds, especially if you're in the mental state
yeah.
of being a diehard fan who's not happy with the way things are going. So, yeah, the answer was Gio.
I didn't even think it was a diehard fan take. I thought it would be like a flippant take.
Well, that was a is that a flippant take? I think that's a I'm frustrated by this diehard fan take. That'd yeah. be my interpretation.
Yeah, yeah. Which is more of what I was thinking. Yeah. I thought when you first brought it up, I thought you were saying someone seriously was saying that.
Like, did you not think he was serious?
It feels like a...
It's like half serious.
The Knicks are a cluster. They would do this. Sounds yes. like something they would do.
Can you play the so
it was either game? It was either that kind or, right. You know what? They should just hire. They have no idea what they're doing. Just hire Tibbs back.
Let's bring him back.
That's why I said Al Dukes, because that's something Al would do. Yeah. Why not? Just hire Tibbs back.
My favorite part was Boomer.
I know.
You want it from the top or what you just want
planet
the
planet are you living on?
Just the Boomer part, really, because it just cracked me up.
They're not doing that. That's I think every day
what
that goes by.
What if they say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We made a mistake. What planet are you living on?
What if they say, I'm sorry? What planet are you living on?
G basically wants Dolan to call up Tibbs and go, hey, Tibbs, it's Jimmy D. No biggie. I know we fired you. Hey, people make mistakes.
You know what's funny? Let's say, obviously that would not happen, but let's say it did. Like, you know, we're in a crazy world. Things are nuts. Tom Thibodeau would run back and take the job.
Right.
He would.
Of course he would.
Same with Buck Showalter, by the way.
For sure.
2 years ago. If David Stern said, no biggie, I'm sorry.
Right.
No biggie.
He would have run back on hot coals to take that job. Let's go to Thomas in Deer Park. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, everyone. How's it doing? So I just got a question with Mikal Bridges. A bit of a two-parter. So obviously they gave up a lot to get him. But do you think in a contract year for Mikal Bridges personally, one that he even wants to stay here, being what, the third or fourth option? And two, do you think that's maybe the reason like all these trade talks are coming out? Not just because Cat's terrible on defense, but because maybe they want to throw Mikal Bridges in there because they don't think they're going to be able to even resign him for the money he's going to want.
I think the question around Mikal Bridges is this. So he's due to make $25 million next year, which, believe it or not, is kind of a steal.
Yeah. Like
it's really good money. The belief upon that trade being made is that he was going to do what Jalen Brunson did, which is take a team-friendly deal on an extension.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's going to do that.
Yeah, why
would he? That would be the thing.
Yeah, why would he? Because it makes sense for Jalen Brunson, because Jalen Brunson knows that he's likely, because I can't say definitively, but likely, more than likely, high probability in the long-term plan for the New York Knicks as they try to chase a championship. And so he could go get another contract, whereas Mikal Bridges is likely just a piece that maybe they could find expendable at some point.
Well, and to your point, Jalen's eventually going to get a monster contract. Like, he has a player opt-out after 28-29. There's a really good chance the Knicks are going to take care of him.
Yep.
Mikal Bridges has never missed a game. He's played a ton of minutes. I don't know if he's getting another big contract after this. So right. I think the question I'd have about Bridges and his status would be, A, are the Knicks offering him the extension when eligible July? And then B, is Bridges going to be amenable to taking kind of that discount that Jalen Brunson took? But I do agree with the point our last caller made that trading him feels unrealistic because of what they gave up.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be the reason, obviously.
Well, do you think, only if the Knicks are trying to recoup what they gave up.
Well, they're not doing that. They're not trying to trade picks.
Well, not even recoup, but just, you know, like make good on what they gave up. So I don't think that's a reality. I think it's a sunk cost at this point.
Yeah, I think you'd use him if you're trading for an even better superstar.
Right.
Like if Giannis Antetokounmpo became available and Bridges is a very appealing piece for a third team or for Milwaukee, sure, you'll use him in a trade like that, and that's easy to rationalize, but you're not flipping him somewhere else. T is calling from Cedarhurst. What's up, T?
Hey, how are you? I love you guys. Tiki, I loved you as a New York Giant.
I appreciate
but
you. But
I have to... thank you. I have to compliment Evan. I am so impressed as the biggest troll for the New York Knicks. Now you're coming back and actually defending them, and I agree with you. I trust Leon Rose, and I think he'll come up with the right plan.
Thank you very much. That was a weird way to get to a compliment.
Right.
You're a troll. You're a hater. You're this. I can't believe I'm agreeing with you, but I agree with you. You may not believe me. Tiki may still not believe me. I'm going to call it like I see it. I am. And sometimes when I call it like I see it, it comes across like, well, you just hate the Knicks. That's why you're saying that. Or sometimes you take it some other weird way. I honestly look at this process and the decision they've made, and I don't think they've done much wrong here. Now, am I open-minded that they may hire the wrong coach? Of course. Mm. They're taking a risk right now.
Yes.
Of course they are.
But they had to, is what your point is.
I believe they had to, and I believe that shooting for the moon right out of the gate by trying to bring in coaches who are established but on other teams and getting rejected is not embarrassing nor circus-like.
Unless it's a smokescreen.
Well, then it's brilliant.
I agree.
I mean, if it's a smokescreen, then they're doing absolutely nothing wrong. Let's go to Chris in Long Valley. Hey, Chris.
Hey, boys. How are you today?
We're good.
Good.
Good. Good. So first, I just want to let you guys know, I've been listening to The Fan for about 26 years, and y'all are the best show that I've listened to over those 26 years.
Thank you, man.
I really love the way that you two gentlemen balance each other. Tiki, I feel like...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, Evan's mania for sports brings out a little extra passion in you, whereas your calm as an independent sports observer and analyst helps dial down his mania a little bit. And I just think
I like the way you put
that. Yeah, for sure. For sure, man. You know, you guys are great, and I really enjoy listening to you whenever I can. I travel a lot for work. So I'm usually streaming on the Odyssey app.
Nice.
And I listen whenever I can, and I love you guys.
Appreciate you, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I know today is kind of a Knicks focus, but if I could ask Tiki you one quick question about the Giants.
Go ahead.
And then I got a quick one on the Mets for both of you.
Go ahead.
Of course.
As far as the Giants are concerned, you know, I know since the draft that you've had contact with Jackson Dart because I've seen film of it. Now, what do you think about him?
Well, I didn't meet him. But I watched him.
Okay.
So ask your Alonzo question, and I'll answer it on the other side.
Yeah, for sure. So as independent sports observers for both of you, setting aside fandom, Evan,
I'm just wondering what y'all guys' honest opinions are as to whether or not Pete Alonso becomes a lifelong Met. Thanks a lot, guys. You be well.
Thank
and
you,
I'll
Chris.
Keep listening.
Appreciate you.
I'm hopeful he's a lifelong Met. I'm not overly confident because I think, and I'm trying to project what kind of contract he's going to get in the offseason despite having a big year.
Well, let me ask you this before you answer that. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a thought point.
Give me a thought, baby.
No, I'm going to make you have a thought point that maybe influences your answer.
Okay.
When does Pete Alonso step off the cliff?
What does that mean?
He just stinks. Like he just can't he can't hit 35 plus home runs a season. It's just he's a struggle physically. He doesn't have anymore. Can't play the field. He's got a DH. Like, when does that happen?
I don't think it's dramatic the way it was for a guy like Chris Davis. I think his decline will be slow. Yeah. I think he'll be one of those guys who will just see his numbers go down. I know we saw that over 3 years, and we all thought that was happening. But I don't think it would be a immediate decline.
Right. The thing that my take on this, and this is only from reporting. I don't know this personally. I don't know Pete. I don't know his people. But it seems as if, from what people are saying, he took an added interest in digging into the process of being who he is.
Correct.
And it's made him that much better. Or not even better. It's because he's had 54 home runs in one of those seasons. It's made him that much more consistent.
Well, what he's done, and there was a great article about this in The Athletic 2 days ago, is that Pete Alonso is arriving to the ballpark more prepared than ever. He actually is using a group outside of the organization to assist him with research, data, gets personal plans against pitchers.
Right.
And here was the interesting quote. I'll read it to you from Jeremy Barnes. Barnes said that Pete's always been vocal in Mets hitters meetings, but in the past, when he spoke up, it would be like, that's Pete. That's just Pete being Pete.
Yeah.
Now when he speaks up, it's like, whoa.
He's coming with facts.
That's pretty good.
Right, he's coming with facts.
Here's the actual quote. This isn't a knock on Pete of the past, but when he speaks up, I find myself thinking, wow, that's good. That's good information, Barnes said. Whereas before, he would say something and you would just laugh and say, well, that's Pete. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not. But he's on point this year. The lens that he is viewing the game through right now is very high quality.
Right.
And it speaks to the fact that Pete is doing a lot to just collect more information. And believe it or not, you know who deserves credit for this? Scott Boras.
Of course.
The information is coming from people affiliated with his agent, Scott Boras. I do want to address one thing that may be on people's mind as I say this. What do you mean he's going outside the organization? This is actually normal.
Of course.
Aaron Judge does this too. So it's not like indicative of Jeremy Barnes being bad at his job or Eric Chavez. Pete is just taking it to another level when it comes to information. And that may not be the only reason he's having a great year, but it's contributing.
Well, it's a best practices for the best players. This is what they all do. And the reason I asked you that question, because I remember having this moment in my career where it was like, what can I do intellectually, because that makes it sound like I'm studying or something, but you know what I mean? Like, film study wise or preparation wise to make me a better player. And then when I learned how to do that and I started seeing the game differently, it then forced me to be like, all right, now I got to get myself physically right.
But
who can I go find that's going to beast me up? And I found Joe Carini out in New Jersey and we lifted weights and power lifted and I became this ridiculously durable, strong football player. But it started because I started to understand the game differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it made me realize, man, I can be great. And so I think in sport, there's always this threshold where you're thinking, am I great? And can I be great? You don't know. Everybody kind of thinks. Some guys come in super confident, Jeremy Shockey, Juan Soto, et cetera. But a lot of guys, it takes some time to realize that you can be great. And when you do, you get obsessed with it. And so I wonder if Pete's still at the very nascent stages of figuring out all the things he needs to be great. And if he does, and he gets in great physical shape, and he starts doing X, Y, and Z, then you know what? He can be really good for another 7 years.
Not crazy. Not crazy.
He's not 30. I mean, he's 30, right? So I would love to answer Chris's question. It's a long way to get there. If he finishes his career as a Met, I think it makes sense. He's going to break all the home run records. He could be iconic. And I would love to see that for the Mets and for the Mets fans.
Yeah, we'd all love to see it. Will Pete Alonso finish his career as a Met? I'll give you an answer coming up. Plus, Met fans, including myself and including Tommy, need to be held accountable.
Yes.
On this Wednesday afternoon for something we've said a lot that we may be wrong about.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.